At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Yes, we will pump it up. Happy Friday, PXY Mornings. My name is Moose. That's the lovely Breezy Breeze. That's the carless Breezy Breeze.
Carless. Absolutely carless. But you know what? These things happen. I'm buying a car right now.
As you are. 585-252-9800. You can call or text. 83 for the high today. A little bit of thunder and rain by 3 o'clock this afternoon. So what? We'll get it.
Let's go! What did you see yesterday?
I can't believe what I saw online at Wegmans yesterday when I was waiting to cash out. So I had to purchase a few things from Danny Wegman.
Classic.
Have things at this store gotten a little expensive? Yes.
Yeah.
I'll admit that. Yeah. However, I did save 42 cents using my mother's Shoppers Club card. And so there's that. Anyways, that's not the point. Yesterday I'm standing in line and this woman in front of me, who was maybe in her late 40s,
okay,
not that old, pulls out a checkbook and starts writing a personal check for items that were less than 20 bucks. I assumed you had to be at least 80 years of age to still use a checkbook. Who is writing checks? And I just sat there in awe watching this woman write a check from her checkbook.
That's crazy.
And I wanted to ask her, did you get that out of a museum? But I didn't want to come off as rude.
Correct.
So I just sat there, and I think the cashier, who was maybe 23, was trying to figure out what to even do with it. I'm like, what
do you do with a check? If someone handed me a check, I would have no clue what to do.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask the question this morning. If you or someone you know who is not your grandparent is still using an actual checkbook, I need to know. I know some people still write checks to their landlord.
Right.
But after you write that check, do you go inside the checkbook and deduct how much the rent was so you can balance it out? What would be the point? We have online banking.
I don't get it. I really don't. But also, I don't trust checks. Just like I don't trust the mail service. Like, I don't trust it.
Why don't you trust checks?
Because what if it, like, bounces or they write a bad check?
Oh, I've bounced a couple checks in my day.
We know. We definitely know.
Yeah, no, I know. There's a couple people who are... There's a couple people who just should not have checks.
I don't think anybody should have checks. I think checks are for, like, very specific things, like maybe buying a house or a car.
Or if you want to be a baller. Like, how much for your business? You pull out your checkbook. You write just an amount for God knows how much. That's baller.
I don't even own checks. Do you own checks?
Oh, yeah. I haven't used them in, God, they probably expired, to be quite honest with you. Let's go over to Katie. Good morning, guys. My mom still uses a checkbook when we're at the store. She's the only person I know who still actually owns one. I mean, you can go and open up a checking or savings account today. They're going to give you a checkbook. You don't have to have the checks. I mean, I can't tell you the last time I wrote a check. Now, I mean, everything you do, even if you pay rent in some places, you're just doing all of it online.
Right.
The
landlords that are like making you still write out checks and hand deliver it to them are wild.
All right, we have Teresa who's on the line. Should we take bets on which Teresa we think this is?
I think I know.
I mean, how many do we actually know? Right?
Yeah, I think just the one.
Good morning, PXY.
Are you guys freaking kidding me right now? Are you serious? are you really asking who still uses a checkbook?
Hi, Teresa.
You know, I do.
Yeah, well, what a shocker.
How the hell are you supposed to balance out your finances if you don't keep track of what's in your account?
You just go online.
Mean, you guys are absolutely useless. You really are. You know, every time I listen to you guys, I have to bite my lip. It just drives me crazy. I literally want to scream.
Teresa, it's 2025. If I need to check my account balances, I just log into the app on JPMorgan Chase.
Let me tell you something, okay? Oh my daughter's 34. She's divorced.
Life we know.
A mess, okay? It's a mess. I've got three daughters.
We know.
Okay? As a matter of fact, you know what? All three of them know how to use one.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, because they have nothing but time on their hands.
2025.
And they're drafting checks for their divorces.
listen. Breezy, don't be disrespectful. Okay?
Yeah, that's way online.
I do apologize.
Listen, I don't care if it's 2025. Every single person walking around today should be using a checkbook.
Why are we going backwards?
All this online banking crap is exactly why people are getting their identity stolen. Don't you get it? They should be teaching the young kids in school today how to balance a checkbook. When I go to the store, I keep my receipts. I actually keep my receipts. I come home, I make a cup of coffee, and I sit down and I balance my checkbook. So this way I know exactly what's in my account.
I don't know.
Can I ask you a serious question, though, all kidding aside?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you calling us this morning on your rotary phone?
You guys are so stupid. I'm telling you. Most of you guys, all right, are spending money that you don't even have because you're clueless about how much money you have. You just spend, and pray to God you have a nickel to your name. I don't even know why I'm surprised.
Don't understand, like, why it's so hard for people in your generation to just catch up a little bit with technology. Why can't you just have your banking app where you log in, you know exactly what's in there? Why are you balancing out a checkbook?
Listen, I'm talking to two people who still have no idea how to do their laundry, okay? I gotta go. This is insane.
Yeah, you are real.
You guys are crazy.
You're a peach.
Touché, Teresa.
Thanks so much for chiming in. I just feel so much better this morning after you called.
Me too.
Let me go have my coffee. This is a bit too much for me.
Tell your daughters we say hello.
Yeah, of course.
By the way, your divorced daughter, is she back out in the dating scene, back in the trenches?
No, because you guys never hooked her up.
Okay.
You never hooked
her up. Yeah, there's no accountability with you.
We're to blame for your daughter being single.
I don't even know why
single.
I keep calling.
I don't know either.
We don't know either.
We love you so much.
Bye, Teresa.
Goodbye.
She's insane.
I don't know. That woman is Xanax. Jamie says old people still using checkbooks are grandparents, landlords, and women named Teresa who balance it with a cup of coffee every night.
No, literally.
My kid saw a lady writing a check and asked if she was doing cursive math.
Cursive math is crazy.
That's great. And then I'll go over to our friend Chris here, who says, "Hey, good morning, guys. Any chance I can get Teresa's number? I want to ask if she's interested in coming over to churn butter tonight."
No, maybe afterwards they can hang their clothes on a clothesline outside as well. It's giving Mennonite.
Okay.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X,
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Jake from State Farm.
I am excited and thrilled to announce that there are some new additions coming to Eastview Mall.
Oh, let it rip, Breeze. What are they?
They announced it on Wednesday, so just hang tight because you're going to have more options for you to go enjoy, shop, and relax. Swarovski crystals coming in. Love it.
Who?
Swarovski. Swarovski.
You tell me.
Yeah. Me too. Below Zero Spa, Lolly and Pops, and Urban Planet are opening the first of the Rochester area locations in this very mall. So obviously the crystal cutting jeweler, Swarovski, I think is what it is set to open their 817 square foot storefront right in the front there in the new addition between Janie and Jack and K Jewelers. Below Zero Spa offers non-surgical facial and body treatments with cold therapy. Pop all the way off.
All right.
Not me going there just to cool down.
Women on the east side are going to love that.
And Urban Planet is slated to open a 15,000 square foot storefront right across from Andy's Candies. These additions are absolutely going to skyrocket the business at Eastview Mall. And obviously, if you shop there, you know you have options. And I love that they're just adding more as the days go on.
I like that they're adding more, too. However, I was a little bummed when they took out Express and then they got rid of H&M. I'm like, where? I was very frustrated.
In my mind, those are just the same stores.
No, well, not really, but kind of.
You love H&M.
It's just a matter of having
you love a Capri, you know?
Well, if you were a guy, where would you shop? Where would you go?
I can't even begin to imagine. Gap? I don't know.
Idea. Coming up, is life after college really what you expected? Or has it just been one big disappointment after another since you graduated? Coming up, we're going to check in with intern Joe. He's going to be live in the studio with us, and he'll give us the honest update of what life's been like for him since leaving college behind. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When it comes, PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, is life after college really what you expected? Or has it just been one big disappointment after another since you graduated? I'm so excited to welcome back our friend, our intern, Joe, is live in the studio. What's up, intern Joe?
The best intern we ever had.
It's good to be back. I have missed you guys a lot.
I miss you! Ew!
I know, dude.
So much.
You know, it feels like so much longer that you've been away, but realistically, I think it's been, what, 2 months?
Something like that.
Yeah, honestly, my job has been so much harder without you here, but that's fine.
A lot of people graduated. A lot of kids graduated 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Friends of yours. And we told you it's off into the real world. Be honest with us. What's been your biggest, this is not what I signed up for moment since you graduated?
Applying for jobs is a full-time job.
Yeah,
like,
period. There you said it.
I've literally applied to like 300 jobs and I've not heard like anything
back. Not them ghosting you, all of them, all 300 of them.
That's it. It weighs on you a little bit. You start, after a while, you start to just feel like you're totally defeated.
You're questioning your self-worth, like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, I literally have remade my resume 3 times because I'm like, I feel
something's wrong.
And
right.
So
the algorithm is not picking it up.
Yeah.
There's something like, in your resume that it's just not standing out.
It's like trying to go viral online.
Have you thought about maybe going back and applying for colleges?
Well, my buddy Aiden, who works at the radio station in Brockport, keeps trying to convince me to go back to college and get my MBA so that I can go back to the point.
You know, you need all those degrees to keep you warm at night.
If you end up in radio, I'm telling you right now, you don't even need an associate, so it's fine.
How many times have you had cereal for dinner in the past month?
Zero.
Okay, this is good, man.
So you have a place to stay.
Yeah, I'm living with my uncle. Okay. I've got a job at Dick's Sporting Goods now.
I just
started like last week.
What do they got you doing there?
Team sports. So I'm helping people pick out like what equipment they need for their kids, no matter what sport it is, basically.
Yeah. You're the sports consultant, if you will.
Something like that. Yeah.
Do you feel like your degree at SUNY Brockport prepared you for this gig you got at Dick's Sporting Goods?
I guess I was really good at asking questions because of my degree.
Sure.
I got taught how to interview.
Did you ever take a sports class in college? Because I had to.
I took sports journalism.
Yeah, I had to call games, basketball games, commentary, color commentary, play-by-play.
What are they paying you over at Dix?
I'm getting $16 an hour over there.
That's like more than I make.
Yeah, that's Well, $16.50 is minimum wage.
$15.50 is minimum.
Well, depending on how many people you have within the actual company itself. If you have less than 10, it's typically $16.50.
Not Moose working in HR.
Well, there's a sign in the bathroom upstairs.
Oh, yeah. He reads it every morning.
For New York State.
That probably hasn't been updated in 4 years, let's be honest. Nobody comes into the office. But I want to know, like, what is the next step for you? Are you giving yourself a timeline of like, I'll be at Dick's for this long? I mean, I guess it all really depends on you getting a job, but have you expanded your horizons of jobs that you might be applying to?
Yeah, I've applied to jobs all throughout New York. I've actually started applying to even places as far as like Colorado and Washington State.
Oh my God.
Just like radio jobs. But
yeah.
I said to myself that I will continue to work at Dick's Sporting Goods until after I've had a steady job for a few months, at least for a few months.
Because what if you don't, that's another thing. Like, what if you get into a job, you're so excited that you finally get like a job, a career, and you get into it and you're like, this isn't what I signed up for. And then you're back to the drawing board and you don't have a job. That's why
Dick's
is a great idea.
That's one reason. And then the other reason is that, you know, I'd like to start saving for a house.
Yeah, of course.
You know, making big boy purchases. So.
Yeah, correct.
You're 25, 26.
25.
At 25, I remember I was working here, and I had this just quarter life crisis. I went down this just deep hole of depression, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to figure out, what do I want to do with my life? I'd finished up MCC, and I was doing this, which was great. But I feel like a lot of people, as soon as they hit 25, 26 years old, they just start to spiral a little bit because they're like, what's next? This can't be it for me.
Right.
And it's like, you don't really have to worry because we try to have it all figured out by the time, as soon as we graduate. We have to know what we're doing. And you just don't.
Yeah.
I think this is a great stepping stone for you, man, in the right direction because, in a sense, you're still paying your dues a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think you've realized that too. So you're not sweating it.
Right.
But where do you see your relationship with Big Red heading in the next year or so?
Yeah. How's everything going with that?
It's great. Long distance obviously has a little bit of a challenges because we don't get to see each other
right, correct.
4 or 5 times a week. But it's been going well. We're still seeing each other. I stayed with her last night.
Does she ever come to Buffalo?
Yeah, she's actually been coming like every other weekend or so.
And your uncle's cool with that?
Yep. Yeah, cool. I take care of things tricky around the house, yeah, so he's like not worried about it.
Yeah. No, that's sure great.
Cool. Well, we miss you so much, and we know you're going to do such big things once you get the opportunity to do so. And honestly, I know it can get really like depleting and defeating not getting a job or not hearing back from a company or a corporation, but you really have only been out of school for 6 weeks. You know yeah what I mean? It's going to take a little bit.
We got a couple texts coming in, one from a dude who owns a business that says, tell intern Joe, who's working at Dick's and only making, what, 16 an hour?
16, yeah.
Tell him I can pay him 20 with my business.
What's the business?
I'm going to get some more detail for you right now, but it's labor.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
No, you're not. You're a hard.
I've worked concrete. I've done roofing. I've done drywall. You're hard,
yeah. Like, yeah. You might be the guy for the job. Dude, we're so proud of you, though, man. And we appreciate you coming in this morning and just touching base with us and keeping us up to date of what you've been doing because, you know, you're a big part of the show when you were here as an intern.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge
I mean,
part of the show.
I loved my time here and sad that it ended.
Me yeah too, honestly.
By the way, last question. Is there any period right now where you felt like maybe during this path in the last 4 years of college and what you're doing now, do you feel like you've made one decision that maybe wasn't the best decision? If so, what was it?
Beer Olympics was
the Beer Olympics. The Beer Olympics.
It was a terrible decision.
Yeah, that's right. How many? Go ahead. You can brag. How much?
Too many.
Yeah, that's
too
right
many.
Illegal to say on the radio.
Right. Intern Joe, thanks for coming in, buddy. It's BXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.